Newly discovered comets could appear during the day, if it's not destroyed first. A recently discovered comet is plunging toward a fateful encounter with the sun, one that will determine whether it puts on a spectacular showing in daylight, or completely disintegrates into nothingness. Comet MAPS, also known as C202681, is set for its perihelion, its closest approach to the sun, on the 4th of April. It will come within just 99,000 miles, that's 160,000 kilometers, of our host star, according to space.com. That's incredibly close on a cosmic scale. And there's a real possibility the comet may be torn apart by the sun's gravitational force, or destroyed outright by the star's heat. But if it survives, the comet could shine as bright as Venus in the evening twilight, Sky and Telescope reports. The risky business of sungrazing. Astronomers first spotted the comet on January 13th, from the AMAX-1 Observatory in the Atacama Desert in Chile. The four astronomers behind the discovery run a near-Earth asteroid search program called MAPS, an acronym based on their last names, Alan Murray, Georges Attard, Daniel Parrott, and Florian Signoret. At the time of discovery, Comet MAPS was a distant 191 million miles, or 308 million kilometers, from the Sun, in the constellation of Columba the Dove. When it was first spotted, the comet was extremely faint, at 18th magnitude brightness. Since then, it has dramatically increased in brightness to a magnitude of 11. That's about as bright as Proxima Centauri, the closest star to the Sun, and already visible to small telescopes. The comet will likely become brighter as it races toward the Sun for that close encounter. Comet MAPS is part of a group of comets called Kreutz sungrazers, named for their uniquely close approaches to the Sun during perihelion. Sungrazing comets are usually broken off fragments from a larger object, one that may have shattered centuries ago during its own solar meet and greet. The Kreutz sungrazers tend to be little guys, that's why they either completely disintegrate, or crash into the star during their close approach. Sungrazing comet C/2024S1, also known as Atlas, met its unfortunate demise on October 28, 2024, turning into a rubble pile as it made its closest pass to the Sun. Some lucky ones, however, do survive the encounter. Most famously, Comet Lovejoy, discovered in 2011, survived its perihelion and emitted a unique blue and green glow that lit up the night skies. We're rooting for you, MAPS. If Comet MAPS isn't completely destroyed by the Sun, it could put on one hell of a show. The odds are already in its favor, since it's slightly larger than most sun-grazing comets, measuring around 1.5 miles wide, or 2.4 kilometers. The comet has the potential to become a bright object visible to the naked eye, with a peak magnitude of -4, about the same brightness as Venus. Its viewing prospects, however, are not ideal, especially for sky watchers in the northern hemisphere, according to Sky and Telescope. During its peak brightness, the comet will sit very low in the western skies, and will be too close to the sun to spot clearly. As it moves farther away from the sun's glare, MAPS will begin to dim, fade into a magnitude of 13, then 14. The best chances to see the sun-grazing comet will come around 30 minutes after sunset. It is likely the comet will develop a long, dramatic tail, which could be visible in the northern hemisphere during mid-twilight for several days. To catch a glimpse, gaze toward the east-southeast, low in the western skies, and you may see the comet's elongated tail tracing across the twilight.